it's an overhyped talk fest. That is how the leaders of the Jewish community here in Australia have described the Paris Peace Conference, which was billed as trying to find a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Now, the talks were attended by more than 70 countries, but Israel stayed away. Jewish leaders, however, were upbeat about Foreign Minister Julie Bishop appearing to distance Australia from the conference's concluding statement, which endorsed December's UN Security Council resolution against Israel. Now, the UN resolution blamed Israeli settlements as a roadblock to peace, describing them as illegal and built on occupied territory. But Julie Bishop's office stated that although Australia took part in the conference, this does not mean we agree with every element of the final statement. Julie Bishop's spokesperson told the Jewish News the most important priority must be a resumption of direct negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians for a two-state solution as soon as possible. Now, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry described this conference as an exercise in empty grandstanding. Danny Lamb, the president of the Zionist Federation of Australia, said that the major players should know that the only way to solve the Palestinian-Israeli conflict is a return to the negotiating table. This is what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli government have been advocating for years. Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council Executive Director Colin Rubenstein saw the conference as a diplomatic mistake which undermined its own declared goal of encouraging the parties to resume direct negotiations toward a two-state outcome.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, the AJN reports this week that the mayor of Mosman refused an invitation to the Great Synagogue.
He did indeed, Nitsa. His name is Peter Abelson. He is the mayor of Mosman on Sydney's Lower North Shore, and he declined an invitation from the Great Synagogue's Rabbi Benjamin Elton, citing Israel's gross and illegal occupation of the West Bank. Now, Peter Abelson was invited to the synagogue's 2017 law service on February 8, which is an annual event marking the beginning of the new legal year. He turned down the invitation, telling Rabbi Elton, "I will not be attending." He then went on to express his deep personal concern about the gross and illegal occupation of the West Bank, which he says creates intense international division and bitterness, and if left unresolved, will cause endless terrorism across the globe. Now, writing to the mayor, Vic Aladev, the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, said, "We are appalled that you would refuse to represent the Jewish constituents of your ward because of your views on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and that you seemingly hold Australian Jews collectively responsible for Israel's actions." Now, Aladev said that the issue is the link in the letter between the mayor's views about Israel and his decision not to attend this. Now, I spoke to Peter Abelson, the mayor of Mosman, in an interview in this week's Jewish News, and he said he has to manage his time for both professional and civic duties. He says, "My judgment was that my community would not receive any gain from me attending the religious service." I spoke to Rabbi Elton of the Great Synagogue, and he said that the synagogue is proud to hold this event as an inclusive community event, and it's very regrettable that Peter Abelson is using it to grandstand about an unrelated issue in such an unpleasant way.
Evan, it seems that Holocaust images are used again to promote different agendas, and it upsets Holocaust survivors.
That's right. Nita, the editor of The Spectator Australia, which is a weekly magazine sold right across the country, he's defended the decision to publish on its front cover an illustration of a death camp prisoner with a tattoo on their arm after it was described this week as disturbing and deeply insulting. Now, the drawing portrays a concentration camp inmate dressed in a striped uniform with the number 2334 stamped on their arm. Now, this number, of course, represents the recent UN Security Council resolution against Israel. Now, the words "Obama's legacy" accompany the illustration. Now, in its editorial, the magazine said, as its cover illustration makes clear, they believe that 2334, the resolution against Israel, deserves to live in infamy alongside other so-called legal attempts to eradicate Jews. I spoke to the editor of that publication, Rowan Dean, And he said that he believes the use of Holocaust imagery is only ever justified if it is done to prevent future Holocaust images. But that front page, as you said, Nita, has outraged members of the community and Holocaust survivors. I spoke to Olga Horak, who survived 5 concentration camps and a death march to Bergen-Belsen, where she was liberated. She said she was confronted to see Holocaust imagery applied in this way. She says, I think people are unaware how these images and the memories affect us. Still, the Holocaust stands on its own and should not be compared to any situation. And Dvir Abramovich, the chairman of the B'nai B'rith Anti-Defamation Commission, said that this disturbing drawing is deeply insulting to the memory of the millions who perished at the hands of the Nazis, causes pain to those who survived.
Evan, I must mention that the UN International Holocaust Remembrance Day is at the Sydney Jewish Museum at 11 a.m. on Sunday, 29th of January.
That's correct, Nita. The keynote speaker at that commemoration will be Julian Lisa, who, of course, your listeners will know is the new federal member for Barara. Now, also speaking at that event will be Olga Horak, who I interviewed in this week's Jewish News. She'll be sharing her unbelievable story with the crowd. And also at that event, there will be Righteous Among the Nations medals delivered, so you will not want to miss that incredibly moving event.
Evan, with Donald Trump inauguration, we start to reflect on ex-President Obama's legacy. And there is a very interesting viewpoint in the AJN by Alan Dershowitz.
That's right, Nita. According to Alan Dershowitz, history will look kindly on Barack Obama's domestic successes, but will judge his Middle East policy harshly. He says that the Middle East is a more dangerous place after 8 years of the Obama presidency than it was before. Now, with regard to the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians, Alan Dershowitz writes that the Obama policies have made the prospects of peace more difficult.
Evan, with all eyes directed to the White House this week, the movie Jackie, about the First Lady, Jackie Kennedy, with Jewish actress Natalie Portman in the leading role, is very timely.
That's right, Nita. We have a film review in this week's Jewish News about the new movie Jackie. Now, it stars Jewish actress Natalie Portman, who expertly captures Jackie Kennedy's mannerisms and style in a powerful and brave performance in this new movie. Nita, your listeners might be interested to know that Jackie Kennedy's later years have 2 fascinating Jewish connections. She spent the last 14 years of her life living with Belgian-born Yiddish speaking Jewish diamond merchant by the name of Maurice Templesman. Now, although they never married, he is widely acknowledged to be her 3rd great love. And Jackie's daughter Caroline, who's currently the U.S. ambassador to Japan, married a Jewish man by the name of Edwin Schlossberg. The movie is out now.
And Evan, what's about the Jewish connection at the Australian Open?
Nita, this past week there were blue and white Israeli flags all over the Australian Open cheering on our Jewish players. Unfortunately, none of them have progressed to the next round of the Australian Open. Israeli Dudi Sela went down in 4 sets. An American by the name of Noah Rubin, he's a young gun, Noah Rubin, he was defeated by Roger Federer in straight sets. And then rounding out the singles, Diego Schwartzman was farewelled, going down in 4 sets. So Nita, better luck next time.
Evan Zlatki, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you and have a great week.